Doom do 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 doom do do. Hey, plant friends. Here we are at episode 75 and a half of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hey, plant friends. I'm hopping on here for an unexpected half. We're calling this episode 75 and a half. It's kind of a follow-up and update to episode 75 that was released earlier this week called The Science of Soil with Dr. Mark from Metrolina Greenhouses. I'm so thrilled with that episode and so happy that I was able to bring that conversation to you guys because it's important for us to really understand what these potting soils that we bring home are made up of and what those little, you know, white, what I thought was styrofoam is in the soil and how the soil works to help our plants bloom and grow. So I'm so happy about the episode, but one thing that I did not realize that I wanted to hop on here and chat with you about was I had stumbled upon a hot button topic that I had no idea about, and that is the sustainability of peat moss. So I'm so thankful for some of the listeners in our community who reached out to me with concerns about whether or not peat moss was sustainable. And it was something that Dr. Mark and I spoke very briefly about on the episode. And I just wanted to come here to bring you guys some more resources. We have so many listeners in our community that are so committed to sustainability. And I think sustainability is a huge conversation we all need to talk about. My dad is actually also in the sustainability business. And peat moss is a hot button topic of whether or not it is sustainable. And plant friends, I've gone down the rabbit hole of research, and I think this is probably the most divisive topic I've probably read about on the internet. It kind of blew my mind. There are so many articles that say that it isn't sustainable, and then there are so many articles that say that it is, and there are credible people and resources on either side. So I think it's my job. I am not a scientist. I am not a horticulturalist. I am one of you trying to bloom and grow and learn alongside of you. So what I've done is compiled a list of blogs and articles and some information about the pros and cons. So articles with pro peat moss and articles with con peat moss, and you guys can read them and educate yourself and listen to them and make your own decision, because with the sustainability and with where we choose to spend our dollar and where how we choose to participate in this whole conversation, it is really up to each and every one of us to decide how we want to go about that. So it's my job to just try and empower you and give you as much information as possible. So there's a podcast by actually Jane Perrone, who is the host of On the Ledge podcast. She is another planty podcaster. She has a podcast about houseplants. She's based in England. She did a whole podcast episode about the sustainability of peat. So that is linked in here. It's wonderful. I've listened to it. The people at In Defense of Plants podcast have a blog from 2015 that we've included. We have a couple of blogs about how it is sustainably and responsibly being grown in some areas. And then we have some blogs that are about how it is in other areas being unsustainably grown. So the thing that I'm also realizing is this is such a complicated conversation because different countries are growing peat at different rates and harvesting peat at different rates. And the conversation regarding the bogs in Ireland are very different than the conversation regarding the bogs in Canada. And the ones that we were talking about in Canada, Dr. Mark sent me some information, which is in the show notes from SunGrow, the company that they work with, that talks about how in Canada, there's actually a lot of sustainability guidelines to growing and harvesting. Whereas in other countries, I think Ireland has kind of gotten a bad rap for how they've harvested and grown peat, and other countries in the world as well. So there you go. That's pretty much it. That's all I wanted to come on and say. You now have the resources. Educate yourselves and go forth as you see fit. Like I said, I'm just here to learn alongside you and read the blogs alongside you and make my own personal decisions for how I want to bloom and grow with my plants, and you can do the same. And I'm just so thankful for this community for bringing this to my attention. I'm so thankful for Dr. Mark for giving his expertise on soil and on the subject. I'm just blown away and thankful for this entire community, all sides of it. So I hope this little mini-sode, and I hope these resources educate and inspire you, and I can't wait to bring you another episode on Tuesday. I hope you have fabulously planty weekends, my sweet plant friends. I am so excited. I'm going home Sunday night for 48 sweet hours with Billy and my plants before I head to Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I am like bursting at the seams that I'm going to get to spend some time with my plants. I hope you get to do the same. And until Tuesday, keep blooming and keep growing. Plant friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, make sure you are subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. And while you're making sure you're subscribed, why don't you head on over to the review section of whatever podcast player you're tuning into and leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. If you are interested in more fun and educational planty content, well, plant friend, I've got a whole lot for you. Subscribe to the Bloom and Grow YouTube show, which is my YouTube channel where I bring you along for my personal plant journey, as well as share informational content that pairs with our podcast episodes. Follow me at Bloom and Grow Radio on Instagram for behind the scenes, sneak peeks at upcoming episodes, my daily planty lessons and thoughts, and most importantly, tune into my Instagram stories where I am constantly talking with you listeners and plant friends and polling you for content ideas, and I'm always interested in seeing what you're loving these days on Instagram. Join the Bloom and Grow mailing list and get a free download of the Molly Mansfield Keep Blooming print that she created exclusively for our community. And if you can, support Bloom and Grow Radio by becoming a plant friend on Patreon. For as little as $4 a month, you not only help me bring these planty and informative episodes to thousands of ears around the world, but you will also get the super secret planty password to our exclusive Bloom and Grow Radio Garden Club Facebook group, which is a wonderfully active group of plant friends of the Bloom and Grow Radio podcast who make up what I like to call the plantiest corner of the internet. It is a lot of fun over there. And as always, my sweet plant friends, I am here for you. If you have ideas for episode topics, guests, or if you're possibly a business interested in sponsoring the show, reach out to me because I am here to help all of you keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.